This is the Montana Economic Minute.
Say that the biggest fish is always the one you don't get in your boat. Are the biggest economic opportunities passing Montana by? I'm Patrick Barkey, and Montana's peculiar electricity market structure might be causing some new job-creating investments to look elsewhere to sink root.
Got Beyond the Weather with Nathan Kane and asked him what can make agriculture so mentally taxing at times.
It comes down to the amount of hours that you put into working the lands. You hope that my worth isn't all into farming, but a lot of my life, my time is.
How does Nathan get through those tough times?
For me, it's my faith. That is important to me because I know that there's something way beyond just this life.
Listen to other producers getting beyond the weather about their challenges at beyondtheweather.com.
Is back to school shopping bringing you to town this August? Why not make your supply run into a weekend getaway? Catch the debut of Rodeo Billings August 14th to the 16th at Montana Fair's all-new outdoor arena with three nights of Bronx Bulls and more PRCA action. Then cruise on back for classic cars at the Burn the Point Festival August 29th and 30th. From backpacks to Bronx to burnouts, Billings makes the school season worth the trip. Plan your visit today at visitbillings.com.
As every economic developer knows, site selectors are folks who explore different places around the country where their clients, typically larger companies, might choose to build and invest. This knock on the door is an opportunity for a community to sell itself to companies that could add to their economies, generally below the radar until actual decisions are made. When it comes to prospective companies that have significant power needs, the selling of Montana runs up against an obstacle. The state's largest electric utility, Northwestern Energy, throughout its brief history has been a deficit producer of power, not owning enough power generation capacity to satisfy its existing customers, let alone new ones. The shortfall has been made up by market purchases. What does that company say when a site selector asks, what would it take to serve, say, a new industrial facility's estimated electric load of 10 or 20 megawatts? Or more to the point, how does Montana fare on the site selector's scorecard versus other states when the best we can do is say that we'll try to buy the power they need on the regional market when other states can offer firm power? In truth, only a fraction of these tire-kicking conversations result in actual investments in new jobs. But the fact that we have and have tolerated a situation for decades of having our largest utility maintain a significant generation deficit has arguably taken us out of the running on at least some real opportunities. In recent years, this has changed a bit. Northwestern's acquisition of the old Montana Power Hydros, and more recently its planned increases in Colstrip, will push it into the black on most days. I'm Patrick Barkey, and that's today's Economic Minute for the Northern News Network.